Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The obvious lie of Joe Biden, and I mean, he's told many obvious lies, but the obvious lie that I know nothing about my son's business dealings, I've never questioned my son about his business, his overseas business dealings, blah, blah, blah. And he said overseas as if there was a difference between the overseas and the non-overseas. But he said it. I've never questioned my son about his business dealings, and it's an obvious lie.
Mr. Vice President, how many times have you ever spoken to your son about his overseas business dealings?
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings.
And so how do you know?
Here's what I know. I know Trump deserves to be investigated. He is violating every basic norm of a president. You should be asking him the question, why is he on the phone with a foreign leader trying to intimidate a foreign leader, if that's what happened? That appears what happened. You should be looking at Trump. Trump's doing this because he knows I'll beat him like a drum. And he's using the abuse of power and every element of the presidency to try to do something to smear me.
Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Very typical Joe Biden. Go back and listen to Joe Biden. He asks a question. He denies it. Then he vehemently tells you what he did in his denial and points the finger at Donald Trump, knowing that Trump did none of it. That is the Democrat playbook. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Now, let's go back to what I said earlier. The obvious lie. Now, I repeat this, and I know there are people listening to the program going, Kevin, you sound like a broken record on this. No, I sound like a person who got it right and who's going to remind you all the time that he got it right. I told you this. There is no father on the planet who has a crackhead son, and that crackhead son is in business for himself. And then this person says, I'm not going to pay any attention to what he's doing, particularly if your family reputation is at stake. It's one thing if you're nobody knows who you are. You live in obscurity and you got a crackhead son. You run a dry cleaner and your crackhead son says, hey, listen, I'm going to go set up a liquor store. And you go, well, go. No problem. But and he's going to profit off of your name. My father's good name in the dry cleaning industry. Even if you're a dry cleaner and your son says he's going to set up a liquor store and he's a crackhead, I guarantee you, unless you are a detached parent, you're going to say, whoa, wait a minute. Don't go trying to use the family's name and reputation to get yourself ahead. You will be very concerned about it. And here's the other side. Even if your kid is not a crackhead, you're probably going to be concerned because as a doting father, you're probably going to say, well, listen, how can I help? See, that's when you know. I don't want to. I'm telling you, folks, I'm not trying to be like, ooh, Kevin is so smart. I'm letting you know I'm not that smart. This is not genius work here. You have not begun to explore the depths of the genius that exists within this brain. Not on this one. This is obvious. And there are fathers. Okay, y'all tell me. There are fathers out there going, yep, if my son was a crackhead, he was trying to use a family's name, because it's your name, Daddy. You'd be concerned. If it's a mother out there, I don't know what Dr. Jill was doing, but don't you think she would have brought up, hey, listen, listen, honey, I don't know that we want Hunter out there playing a game with our name and using our name to set up his businesses. I mean, he's a crackhead, for goodness sake. Or they live in La La Land and don't care about their reputations of Joe Biden. My word is a Biden. My word is a Biden. You know, come on, man. See, I don't believe it. Because I know for a fact, I know with certainty that it happened. And of course, we learn through Devin Archer and many of Hunter's closest business associates that Joe Biden was intimately involved. He wasn't just tacitly involved. He wasn't tangentially involved. He was intimately involved. And it's a very simple reason why. Again, I'm not going to regale you with my acumen and my brilliant intellect. He was involved because he's the product. Hunter Biden had his father front and center. What else did Hunter Biden have to sell? What else does a crackhead have to sell you with his past? And again, I'm not trying to be critical, but what does he have to sell you? What can this man bring to the party? Hunter Biden, he doesn't have, he graduated from law school. How many people graduate from law school? Lots. I don't think he was could practice law because he's a crackhead with a gun charge. So he couldn't practice. He wasn't a practicing attorney. Please, let's use some more logic, folks. I know this is going to blow the left's mind because I'm really going deep here. But what exactly did Hunter bring that you couldn't go find a qualified graduate Ivy League lawyer who had no dope charges, who didn't have babies out of wedlock, who hadn't married his dead brother's widow, who wasn't cavorting with strippers and denying his children? Do I need to go on to tell you who would put this who would put this guy on their board? There's no reasonable company who would put Hunter Biden on its board. None. I know what it takes to get on the board. I'm on the board of a publicly traded company, and I know what they put me through. And I guarantee you, if I had a bunch of baby mamas with babies I didn't know about, and I was a former crackhead and a disbarred, disgraced lawyer, et cetera, I guarantee you I would not be on the board. So see, I'm just applying common sense stuff. I know those degrees in logic that I got in SMU maybe give me a little bit of advantage, but I don't see what engineering, computer science, and math have to do with figuring out that Joe Biden immediately lied. I don't know anything about my... I've never talked to my son about this point. And he says it proudly. I've never talked to my son about it. The only business he's doing on his own. He's the most talented crackhead I know. Don't you dare ask me that question, Peter Ducey. I know exactly what that I don't involve my son, and he's selling a great product. He's selling himself because everybody knows the world wants crackheads on their board to do things in businesses that they know nothing about. Everybody knows that. Don't you know that, Peter Ducey? How dare you? Come on, man. You want to do some push-ups, you dog-faced pony soldier? So, what are we going to... Devin Archer. Hey, Devin, thank you for validating what anybody with a modicum of common sense knows. But Devin Archer goes farther because he says, I was with Hunter when he put him on the phone, his daddy, on the phone with the people that Hunter was in business with. Now, you can go, what's the big deal? The big deal is Joe Biden said he didn't do it. What's he going to do? How's he going to backtrack on this? I don't know. We'll find out. Keep here, folks. We'll be right back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Mr. Vice President, how many times have you ever spoken to your son about his overseas business dealings?
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings.
And so how do you know?
Here's what I know. I know Trump deserves to be investigated.
Did you catch how Joe Biden gets upset? I've never spoken to my son's business. But here's what I know. I know that Trump needs to be. Notice how he gets upset. See, if somebody asked you, have you dealt with your son's business dealings, you'd say, well, I may have met a couple of folks that my son was involved with. We've obviously, he's my son, we've crossed paths. But in terms of really an understanding of his business dealings, no. Nothing that I would consider to be, whatever. Use whatever terminology at that point you want. You know, untoward or illegal or whatever. I wouldn't have brought it up. And here's the other side, is that all Joe Biden had to say was, of course I spoke to my son about his business dealings. My son comes to me periodically for advice. It's not often, but yes, I did speak to him about it. I mean, If it's an innocent thing, I mean, I'm just asking. You people are out there. You're smart. You've got kids. You got probably got kids in business. If I were to want to come up to you and say, oh, your son's in business. Oh, he does what? Blankety blank. And I go, wow, that's really cool. I go, so did are you involved with him? You know, tell us more. Well, yeah, we loaned him the money to get started. And then he came to me for advice once because he started doing business internationally. And that's a little tricky. So, yeah, we told him, hey, get a good attorney because international business is... I mean, I'm just telling you. Let me tell you this. My son, my youngest son is 16 years old. When he was 14 years old, I started telling him, you should start looking at being a social media influencer in the baseball world. You're great friends with Ozzie Smith, Cal Ripken Jr., you know Derek Jeter. You're good friends with Eddie Murray. Dwight Gooden taught him how to throw a fastball. Reggie Jackson, you met all these guys. You got pictures with him from when you were a little baby. He's wearing Ryan Sandberg's, and, I mean, he's got three or four World Series or MVP rings on his finger at one point. You should see him when he was like 8 or 9 years old. He's been exposed to everybody. We've got gloves signed by the entire Gold Glove team. For 3 years in a row. You know, one glove that's got all these signatures. Baseballs with multiple signatures. Hall of Famers, Johnny Bench, you name it. We know multiple GMs because, you know, we're into baseball. And Ozzie Smith is a personal friend. Well, I said to him, hey, son, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I would suggest you start looking to do this. You can fly anywhere you want. We will set it up. We'll take you there. You can go meet with the GM, start questioning the GMs about baseball. You know baseball. You play baseball. And I said, by the time you're 18 years old, you will have one of the largest followings in baseball because you'll go ask real questions. He knows about trades. He knows about this or that. So if somebody were to ask me that and say, what did you, I heard your son's been doing this. I would say, yeah. In fact, what's funny is I brought it up when he was 14. He implemented it. He's now 4 years in. I think he's got 14 million followers on his YouTube. He talks about baseball strategy and different trades that can occur. Whatever. I would happily tell. But deny?
I've never talked to my son about baseball. How dare you accuse me?
Baseball? I tell you what. Pick on somebody, you know. That Donald Trump. Speaking of baseball, that Donald Trump is the one you need to be looking at for baseball. Said no father ever in terms of, oh my gosh, did your son do this business? Oh, not only do I deny my son doing this business, let me pick on somebody else and tell you what they're doing. See, that's politics. See if you can deflect. I think the Democrats need to understand this. The Republicans are now beyond the point of saying, well, we have speculation on this or that. They have pictures of Joe Biden with playing golf with Hunter Biden's partners. They have pictures of Joe Biden with Hunter Biden partners at dinners. They have voice messages of Hunter Biden with his dad talking about, my dad's sitting right here next to me and you better pay that doggone thing I told you or else. We got all this information, Joe Biden.
I never talked to my son. Who are you to accuse me talking to my son?
There's no evidence that Hunter Biden has done anything wrong.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing between by Biden, by Joe Biden, or by Hunter Biden.
There's no evidence that Joe Biden actually did anything wrong or did anything to sway things in Hunter Biden's favor. He's denied that his son ever lobbied him for anything. There is nothing wrong that Vice President Biden did.
President Trump has falsely accused your son of doing something wrong while serving on a company board in Ukraine. I want to point out there's no evidence of wrongdoing by either one of you.
There is no evidence that anybody did anything illegal regarding the Bidens and Ukraine, and Joe Biden was carrying out U.S. policy.
President Trump wanted dirt on Joe and Hunter Biden. Trump's claims about wrongdoing here are unsubstantiated. We have looked. Lots of outlets have looked.
Hunter Biden did nothing wrong. Vice President Biden did nothing wrong. And every single media outlet has said that there's no there to these allegations, lies, and smears.
PolitiFact found no evidence to support the idea that Joe Biden advocated with his son's interests in mind.
It's true that there's no evidence of any wrongdoing by Vice President Biden or that Hunter Biden broke any laws at all.
What it confirms is that Hunter Biden is a person of integrity.
Hunter has done nothing wrong.
I've never read a memoir like this one before. This is Hunter Biden's book, Beautiful Things. It's breathtaking.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing by either Joe or Hunter Biden.
The bogus investigation of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden.
Let's be clear, Hunter Biden didn't do anything illegal, and his father, the vice president, didn't do anything illegal or unethical.
It demonstrates the, you know, lifetime of integrity that that have been represented by the Bidens for their entire careers.
My son did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong.
Go back and just review with common sense what Joe Biden say. Look at the pictures. I think Joe Biden and the Democrats just think that they are so untouchable, they can say anything and do anything. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer said, "We're looking forward very much to hearing from Devin Archer." I bet. And look, we're not done. Devin Archer is going to say, "I know for a fact Hunter made this comment, this comment, this comment." Now, what are you going to do? You're going to I love this, because what the Democrats' alternative is, they got to beat up everybody from Hunter's past. You're going to beat up Devin Archer? Look, I don't know much about Archer, but here's what I do know. Hunter Biden is a crackhead who likes hanging out with prostitutes, likes having babies out of wedlock that he denies are his, and even when it's proven they're his, he still denies them. And he runs crooked businesses. How are you going to, how does Devin Archer compare? The only thing I can tell you about anybody involved with the Biden family is, are you all crooked? I mean, are you going to condemn every single business partner that comes along and says, "Yep, I saw Hunter do this. I saw his daddy do this." And as for the Democrats in this cry of, "They did nothing wrong. They did nothing wrong." I want to see what they have to say about this.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Talks resuming today between UPS and Teamsters in the hopes of agreeing on a new contract. That current agreement expires July 31st, and the union is already set to strike. UPS officials say they're focused on reaching an agreement. Investigators could be wrapping up their crime scene work at the Nassau County home of the accused Gilgo Beach serial killer as soon as today. Authorities carried out boxes of evidence, brought in excavation equipment, and found a vault with 200 guns at Rex Huerman's home in Massapequa Park. The blistering heat wave that's been hitting the Southwest for weeks, expanding toward the middle of the country. That oppressive heat has turned increasingly deadly, with dozens of people dying from heat-related illnesses. Corey Myers, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I think his staff needs to own his age. I'm just going to be honest. I don't think they do a good job helping out the president, and I'm not talking about it like, I'm just saying, if you are managing a president's schedule, and you are managing a president getting on stage and getting off stage, and doing getting on planes and getting off planes, and yes, he's 80. You need to be there for him, and you need to make a pathway, and you sure as hell better make sure he doesn't fall on a sandbag. And I blame the staff for that. I mean, these are the things that are going to hurt him. These are things that are going to be played on a loop, okay? Let him do his job. Let him do his speeches. Let him work on policy. Let him do his connections in Congress, unlike any president that we've seen, since Clinton. But my God, make sure, you know, your Secret Service, you're his staff, that you were there and you're telling him what's next. And it's not because, don't take this as, oh, he can't even get from one place to another. When you're busy and you're on stage, and we've been on stage,
right.
I've done speeches, and I'm so nervous, I'm doing the speech, I'm trying to get it right, and when it's done, I don't know which way to go, and I'm looking for direction. So do a better job, because you can't have these video images of the president tripping, or the president, like, going the wrong way. It's not going to work in this presidency because his age is going to be a factor. His age is going to be a factor, and it's your job to make sure he gets from one place to another. He can handle the presidency. You have to handle his schedule and where he goes.
That was MSNBC's Mika Brzezinski, the biatty of Joe Scarborough, the guy that calls himself a Republican, but he's as far from Republican as you can get. And she says Biden needs a babysitter. And I don't know if you were listening to everything. The staff needs to own his age. What she's saying is he's an old, decrepit clown. And if you're going to let him look like what he is, then shame on you. If you're managing a president's schedule, you have to know he's 80. You need to be there for him. You need to change his diaper and stick his thumb in his mouth when you and change, you know, pat him on the bum before he goes to sleep. You got to make sure he doesn't fall. Because all these optics of this stuff is going to hurt him, she says. Let him work on policy. Well, he's the best at connecting Congress since Bill Clinton. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Let me tell you, Mika,
Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough, you're about to have a lot more problems to worry about with Joe Biden than him tripping and falling up the stairs going into Air Force One and bumbling around on stage shaking hands with the air. You're about to have a lot more serious problems. And as I've warned the Democrats, and I've said on this show many times, it ain't going to get any better for the Democrats. Because it can't. More ties they find are related to Ukraine and Russia. House Oversight Committee obtained more evidence on the Biden family finances. They're going to show the cash flow from Russia and Ukraine into the Biden family coffers. And here's what Representative Comer said on Ted Cruz's podcast called The Verdict. We have more bank records that we've received. We're working on a third memorandum. They will show transactions from Ukraine and Russia. Joe Biden has been selling access to our enemies for decades. And here's the coup de grace, if you will. If that might not be the right term, but who cares? He says, long before Hunter Biden was involved. Now, I explained this before. I told you guys, Joe Biden made a comment years ago about needing money, and he was for sale, and the Chinese obliged. If you go back and look at when Joe Biden started, his policy towards China changed. It's decades ago. Hunter was but a mere child. He says at least two unnamed Russian oligarchs have inexplicably escaped U.S. economic sanctions during Biden's presidency. And they're going to connect those figures to the payments of the Bidens. Hey, Democrats, here's what I would ask you. Are you prepared for what comes next? Are you prepared to deal with the fallout of your undying support of a criminal? And is your excuse going to always be, look at what Trump did? Well, look at what Trump did. Because let me tell you something. Trump got looked into erroneously, falsely, $40 million plus dollars, and Hillary Clinton and the DNC got a slap on the wrist for it. And here you have absolute in-your-face evidence of what the Democrats are doing and what the Biden family's done. And you want to ignore it? Well, you can't ignore it. And what are you going to do when that truth hits you? And do you think, folks, there are Democrats? I think there's some buckets of Democrats out there. Let me tell you, there's one bucket. One bucket says, I don't care what Biden did. He could have burned the Queen in the middle of New York, of Times Square, and I wouldn't care. There are those. Very few. There are those who say, I know he's done something wrong, but I'm going to rationalize it a little bit. But if it gets any worse, I may just have to, you know, lick my wounds. And then there are those that are out there, and I think they're equal swats. I think there are those out there that are saying, you know what? I wasn't aware in everything that these people have done to cover up for Joe Biden and what they've done to attack Donald Trump and conservatives. And you know what? I'm sick of it. Now, I don't know what the percentages are. I haven't done any ad hoc, you know, polling or anything. But I think it's pretty amazing that I talked to a lot of Democrats that have been in, well, I shouldn't say a lot. I've talked to enough Democrats to know those three buckets exist. Now, are there other buckets? Probably. You want to talk to me about your buckets? Give me a ring, 844-551-8255. Ties to Russia. He goes on, he says, Comer says, I think there are certain policy decisions that Joe Biden has made since he's been president that the only explanation can be because of the money his family received. Details of a $10 million bribery scheme alleged by an FBI informant were made public for the first time. This was last week. So we got more than smoke, folks. We have fire. And we don't have a little campfire. We have a conflagration. The entire African, you know, savannah is burning, and the Bidens are running from it. According to Comer's alleged pay-to-play scheme, a transaction, they said, outlined by Mykolai Zolochevsky, the Ukrainian oligarch who ran the Burisma gas company, put Hunter on his board, they say, is one of many. Biden has, and this is what they wrote. I find this hysterical. They said, Biden has always been cash-strapped. He's never had a successful career in investing or anything like that. Now, I've touched on this before. I said Joe Biden, and I firmly believe this. Joe Biden is the poorest senator probably in modern history. And I think it's a testament to his to two things. One, his bungling in terms of his people just don't trust the guy. He says the wrong things at the wrong times and all that. And he's completely incompetent. And I think people, the powers that be said, don't touch the guy. And he got revived. Think about this. Joe Biden's career really revived when Barack Obama, probably the second worst president in history next to Joe Biden, came along and said, I'll revive this old clown's career. And he did it selfishly. Barack Obama said, I can't get anybody competent. They will see what they will know what I do. They will know I'm not ready for this. So he got the worst guy he could get. And then Joe Biden said, this is it. This is the swan song. I get no better time to do what I need to do. And believe it or not, he employed his crackhead son to make it happen. Now, that should tell you enough about the Democratic Party, the state of the Democratic Party, and everything else. You know, draw your own conclusions. Biden's been cash-strapped. He says, but you look at the assets he's accumulated on a Senate salary, and it's pretty impressive. But what's more impressive is the timeline. Up, and we went over this on another show. Up to a certain point, Joe Biden had never made over $200,000 a year. And let's be generous, $300,000. He was cruising along on his Senate salary, a couple of things here and there, but that was it. And suddenly, he gets VP, and things explode. And they want to tell you it's because of his book deals, and it's because of his speaking engagements, because suddenly Joe Biden was the man of the hour. No, it wasn't. It was Russia. It was all these people funneling money to him, and Joe Biden setting up all, he and his son setting up shell companies to hide it. Because the Bidens already had an S corporation. They didn't need to do anything special. And as we've learned through these freaky transactions and these, you know, SARs, these suspicious activity reports, why do you set up all these foreign entities when running it straight and by the book is what you would do? There's only one reason to do the other way, and you already know what that is. Anyway, Comer goes on to say, a Delaware beach house doesn't buy itself. Oh, man, folks, this is going to get fun.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Approximately
approximate total transfers from the Romania company would have been $3.1 million to everyone.
How much did Hunter Biden and his business associates receive from State Energy HK Limited through the Robinson Walker LLC?
$3 million. The total transfers from Hudson West 3 to everyone was $3.7 million. Burisma paid to everyone involved $6.5 million.
Burisma also paid Blue Star Strategies and a law firm hundreds of thousands of dollars, bringing the total Burisma payments to over $7 million. Is that correct?
That is correct. $7.3 million.
Between 2014 and 2019, this brings the total amount of foreign income streams received to approximately $17 million, correct?
That is correct.
I want to know, how much money do you believe the Biden family did in these foreign business deals? How much money are we talking about? And how much money do we think went to Joe? Because Hunter complains bitterly he gave half his income to Pops and had to pay for Pops' home repairs. And the big guy, and I'm sitting here next to my father in the WhatsApp mm-hmm. message. Do you believe you'll be able to tie this money to Joe? And how much money in total? My exit question.
Well, I think there's going to be easily 25 to 30 million plus. And a big development happened today that I don't think anyone's picked up yet. I asked the question, the very last question I asked when I had time yielded to me by Representative Burleson in Missouri, was, would you be willing to hand over the paperwork with respect to foreign transactions? Because it's been almost impossible for my committee to subpoena bank records from foreign countries. The IRS has that, and they're willing to turn that over to the Ways and Means Committee, who will then hand it over to us. That's a big deal, Sean, because we suspect that the Bidens had offshore bank accounts, and that today was a huge development that'll open up a new door for us to move forward in our investigation.
The walls are closing in.
During his 36 years in the U.S. Senate, Joe Biden frequently referred to himself as the poorest man in Congress. And he was. And he could have taken pride on that. It was funny, but when I saw that, I was like, you know what? If you give this guy no other credit, you can say he wasn't on the take. And then 2016 hit. And Joe Biden decided, you know what? I'm going to do what everybody else is doing. I've been watching these people get rich. And I think, I know you guys are going to not like what I have to say next. Joe Biden wanted to be a principled guy because he's not principled anywhere else. He's a pathological liar that can't let anybody have a story that he's not better, that he can't control himself. He can do more push-ups than you. He's smarter than you. He's more accomplished than you. And this came an opportunity where, you know, he said, I get a chance to actually back it up. I get a chance to be all the things that I've wanted to be in my mind. But believe it or not, something principled in him wouldn't let him do it. I don't know whether it was fear of getting caught or just really at some point loving the country. But he stopped. He finally said, you know what? I'm old enough. I've watched this stuff happen. And it could have been that. He could have just gotten to the point saying, look, I've struggled my whole life. I feel like I've been a public servant my whole life. And I'm going to get mine. I've watched everybody else get theirs. And so, as they point out, he accumulated a sprawling lakeside mansion in Wilmington, Delaware, a vacation home in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, in that vintage 1967 Corvette on his $155,000 Senate salary and the $225,000 he made each year as former VP for Barack Obama. And Comer says this, I think Obama knew what was going on towards the end, meaning the end of his presidency. He knew that Joe Biden was starting to get rich. And let me tell you something. Joe Biden had to look at this young black dude who came out of nowhere, junior senator, who becomes a president after a small amount of time in the Senate and becomes filthy, stinking rich. How in the heck can this Negro win this kind of money, win the lottery, and I got nothing to show for it? He would never admit it, but it's professional jealousy. And knowing the racist that Joe Biden is, he looked at Barack Obama and said, if a black guy should be able to take advantage of it, I should be able to. Look at the world that I live in. It's a white man's world, a rich white man's world. And I need to get my part. And you know what he said? Screw you, Barack. I know what you did. I know where the bones are buried. You're not going to stop me because you can't. And he went on to say, Comer did, and I think that's why Obama didn't want Biden to run for president. I agree. You know what Obama was mostly afraid of? When they come down on Biden and they find out everything that he's done because he's too stupid to cover it up, it's going to reflect on me. It's going to make people look at me and go, number one, why'd you let him? Because you knew about it. And number two, how'd you get all your money? You think the Obamas really sold $50 million or whatever, $60 million in books that they could get one of the largest book deals in history because he was so popular when he left office? Or do you think maybe there's something going on there? You think maybe that there are some handlers that are, because everybody tries to convince me, oh, this is a third, you know, administration of Obama. Obama didn't have two administrations. People were controlling him. You give Obama way too much credit. Now, let's go on and talk about Weiss. Because I did not know this. But they said a Department of Justice attorney who's led a year-long investigation into Hunter Biden is the son of a crooked Internal Revenue Service agent. And that's David Weiss. Now, look, I'm not going to blame some guy for what his daddy did. Lord knows, my dad, y'all know the story of my dad. He's an armed robber, and he was a terrible person, terrible human being. And it's documented in my book, The Big Black Lie. So I'm not holding anybody to that standard, but I will say this. I look at what David Weiss has done and how he's let the Biden family get away with this stuff and how he's backtracked on everything that he supposedly believes in. And I have to believe he's just as crooked as his daddy.
I thank the gentleman for yielding. The question is, who are you going to believe? April 26th, in front of the United States Senate, the Attorney General said David Weiss is in charge of the investigation. October 7th, in a meeting with Gary Shapley, one of the whistleblowers, David Weiss said, I'm not the deciding official. Who are you going to believe? On February 28th, I wrote the Attorney General asking him why there's no special counsel in the Hunter Biden investigation. He didn't respond, which is unusual in and of itself. They always respond to the Judiciary Committee when we write something to them. I wrote again on May 25th. Again, the Attorney General didn't respond, but David Weiss did. And here's what he said. June 7th, he said this, I have been granted ultimate authority over the matter, including responsibility for deciding where, when, and whether to file charges. That's what the U.S. Attorney said on June 7th. 3 weeks later, Mr. Weiss wrote me again, and he said this, I stand by what I wrote, but I wish to expand. Wow. Already changing his story 23 days later. And he said this, my charging authority is geographically limited to my home district. Well, wait a minute. You just told me 23 days before you have ultimate authority. Now you change it. Then again, on July 10th, Mr. Weiss wrote Senator Graham, and he said this, paragraph 2, to clarify, I have not requested special counsel designation. Rather, I had discussions with departmental officials. Mr. Weiss can't get his story straight. Three different stories in a five-week time frame. On June 7th, he's Tarzan. He's super. I got ultimate authority. I can do what I want. File charges where I want, when I want, and how I want. June 30th, well, actually, no, I can't. And then, of course, on July 10th, he says, to clarify, I haven't requested special counsel status, but I've been talking to the folks at Maine Justice. Three different positions in a little over a month. You know whose story hasn't changed? These two guys.
And, of course, Jim Jordan is referring to the two whistleblowers, the people who would dare try to protect this constitutional democracy, this constitutional republic. Excuse me. And he's right. So perhaps when it comes to David Weiss, he didn't fall too far from the tree from his father, Meyer Weiss,
who was convicted in 1985 of taking more than $200,000 from businessmen looking to skirt federal tax laws. The elder Weiss worked at the IRS in Philadelphia from 1955 to 84, and the story of his disgrace was covered in the Washington Post in 1984. So again, I'm not condemning the son, but it doesn't look that great for him, at least from his pedigree.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.